Cambodia has cancelled a counter-terrorism exercise with the Australian military, saying it's too busy preparing for its elections. But some see it as a slap in the face for Australia, and also a reflection of shifting alliances in the region. Cambodia held its first military drills with China in December and receives hundreds of millions of dollars from Beijing. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports.
Two senior officials confirmed the suspension of this year's exercise in Cambodia. One was Sun Samnang from Cambodia's Ministry of Defence.
The reason for that, one is because...
The telephone line is terrible, but what he's saying is the reason for the suspension is that the military is occupied by two major elections. It's true Cambodia is holding commune elections in June, but the dates for the military exercise are usually flexible and involve elite forces, causing some doubt about the official explanation.
Well, it's disappointing. It's disappointing on a number of levels.
John Blaxland is with the Strategic and Defence Studies Centre at the Australian National University.
It's not going to help Cambodia because those activities are actually in Cambodia's interest. They actually help bolster the capabilities inside Cambodia. And I wager that those special forces people involved in Cambodia are very disappointed that they may have been instructed to turn this off.
Australia's military ties with Cambodia run deep. It was an Australian who led the military component of the $2 billion intervention by the United Nations Transitional Authority in Cambodia, UNTAC. More than 1,200 Australian soldiers served under UNTAC as the country emerged from the horrors of the Khmer Rouge, who were financially backed by China. The ANU's John Blaxland.
Australia 25 years ago, was instrumental in Cambodia's renaissance, post-Khmer Rouge renaissance, with the UN Transitional Authority that Gareth Evans ushered in, and Australia's General John Sanderson played an instrumental role in facilitating. Australia has a pretty special place in the heart of many Cambodians, and this is a bit of a slap in the face to Australia.
Many see this so-called slap as reflecting wider strategic shifts. The United States had its war games suspended last month and was also told Cambodian soldiers were too busy. But they weren't too busy to host China in December for their very first joint military exercise, dubbed Golden Dragon. John Blaxland.
It does speak to a zero-sum approach that China seems to be taking with all of its bilateral relationships around the region in dealing with security matters. And we're seeing this not just on this particular instance with this exercise, but we're seeing it also in the South China Sea. It's all about our way or the highway, and that is very unsettling.
Cambodia says it will continue to accept other aspects of Australia's defence cooperation program, including university scholarships, officer training, and English language courses. This is Liam Cochrane reporting for AM.
And AM's asked the Defence Department for comment on this story, but we haven't heard back.